Now there are many other questions also arise with regard to this. Remember, I am now going into the depths of the problems regarding Karma Yoga. The three steps are very clearly stated. Now it is in the state of what kind of karma, when you are offering, what kind of offering you have to do, we are trying to analyze this. And there are many subtleties in this. That is why we need to be much more clear about it. There are further complications. Atmana atmanam uddharet. This is another great sentence of the Bhagavad Gita. You should raise yourself by yourself. Atmana atmanam uddharet. Now, in raising yourself by yourself, by what will you raise yourself? Now, normally we are in many activities at the level of tamas. Therefore, it may be prescribed that when you are in the tamasic condition and you want to raise yourself, then apply rajas so that you are raised up. When you are rajasic, then apply sattva so that you are raised up further. So, how do you decide at what stage, what kind of action you have to do? Will you do tamasic action or rajasic action or sattvic action? This is also a further complication. This raises the question, what is the right action, what is the good action? Now the answer to this whole complexity is, that fundamentally, whatever action you happen to be doing, you offer it to the Supreme Lord. Basically, this is the basic answer to the problem of Bhagavad Gita. All other propositions which have been made are important. And they need to be taken into account. But if there is any problem in the mind, one thing is that the moment you do an action as an offering to the Lord, and when you have given up the desire for the fruits of action, then even if it is a duskrita or it is sukrita, whatever it may be, the moment you do this, you'll be free from action. This is one general simple proposition. Now we go further and discuss all the other details. Take for example, we always tell the children read, because we think that reading is a good thing. We do not ask the question whether really reading is a good thing, and whether reading all the time is a good thing, and reading anything and everything is a good thing. These are the detailed questions which you do not raise at all. We simply want to see the child keeping himself busy with the book, and we find that the child is doing well. It's a very superficial kind of perception in which we are involved. If the child is talking to a friend, we don't like it. It's a waste of time. If the child is playing games, it is not a good thing, because wasting time, it will not give good marks to the child ultimately. This is how we consider. What then is the measure by which we shall decide what is to be done by the child? In the theory of dharmajam karma, it is much easier. What is given, written down, what is niyatam karma, what is prescribed, it is easier to find out.